When the explanation for an event creates a question, it casts a shadow over that explanation. My next guest with his insightful book presents the most straightforward common sense series of points regarding the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, which took place 50 years ago this November. Now, while many books over the years laid out before you a single theory and belief and focused strictly on that and what took place over those 4 days in Dallas, this book places you on a bridge of questions, and the author leads you to the truth versus what our government commanded you to believe. His book is They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. He is the former governor of Minnesota, former pro wrestling champion and commentator, actor, TV host Jesse Ventura. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning. Nice to be here. I guess that long list of is because I can't hold one job for too long.
Well, first things first, let me give you, the listener, a heads up, because Governor Ventura is going to be over at Bookends. It's coming Thursday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. And, as they say on TV, but wait, there's more. When you get the Killed Our President, you're going to see a series of links to YouTube videos, and you can also see them as official Facebook page, facebook.com/official Jesse Ventura, because what you write, Governor, in the Killed Our President, combined with the videos that you reference, I think your book really gives the most easiest way for someone to understand the impact of everything, all the actions that took place that brought about the death of the president and many people, as you present in your book.
Well, people need to understand what took place that November 22nd, 1963. You strip everything away, it's simple. It was a coup d'etat. It was the changing of our government, not by vote, but by violence or with a bullet. And that's called a coup d'etat, when you overthrow a government and it's not done at the ballot box. And as much as, you know, I find interesting how people in this country want to live in denial. They really, some of them don't want to hear the truth. Some of them want to live in this denial world that somehow the United States and our government is immune to things like coup d'etats. Coup d'etats can happen in many, many different forms. It isn't just like the military coming in and overthrowing a regime. It can be done in this more subtle way. You kill a president, and you already have the vice president in your back pocket, so you know that the thing is going to be successful.
And certainly the CIA, which, as you write in The Killed Our President, if you can't directly implicate the CIA, you present proof, in my view, that rogue CIA agents or people sprung out of the CIA were players in the, or could have been players in the assassination of Kennedy.
Oh yeah, and people also need to understand this. There were two separate conspiracies that took place here. First was the conspiracy to actually murder our president, and then there was the conspiracy to cover it up afterwards. Now, you have a few players that are involved in both, and then you have other people that are simply involved in one or the other. Yeah, but there were two conspiracies that took place that day, the conspiracy to murder the president and then the conspiracy that followed in which to cover it up at all costs. The big thing to me and that should jump at people, and I did this on purpose, I demanded it, to put the Katzenberg memo first, right out of the book. I mean, this was a memo written by the then acting attorney general, because naturally Bobby Kennedy was, you know, he wasn't going to function. This was Friday morning, or Monday morning. The president was killed Friday. Oswald was killed Sunday. And on Monday, the Katzenberg memo lays out the entire government position, that we have to convince the people that Oswald acted alone. We have to convince them that had there been a trial, he would have been convicted. The whole thing's laid out. It spills it out right there. How can they possibly run from that and tell us this crazy story and perpetrated for 50 years? Well, the reason is the mainstream media. Mainstream media doesn't want to be embarrassed and doesn't want to admit that they sold us this malarkey for 50 years and that they're as much responsible for the cover-up of the cover-up conspiracy as the conspirators were who actually killed the president.
Talking with Governor Jesse Ventura, his new book, They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. Governor's going to be at Bookends at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. It's coming Thursday, October 3rd. at 7 p.m. on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ Official Jesse Ventura, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned there are two conspiracies. Let's start with point A, and we'll go to point B, and that is first the assassination. And I'm not going to go through with the magic bullet theory and all that, because you just, you know, if you don't know, you basically have to suspend all laws of physics to even come close to believing that. But I want to focus on the rifle Oswald is said to have used. What do we learn just by focusing on that point as far as what the reality, possibility, and the fantasy is just from that element?
Well, the big thing is initially it was described as a Mauser, which is a much better weapon. It was a weapon that you actually could believe could be used in this type of operation. And the thing I love, what I did in the book, is I have quotes from police officers now. These are not, as they like to lump us together, conspiracy theorists or anything like that. These are actually quotes from police officers and police officials that day in Dallas. And there were a half a dozen of them initially that described, and one of them was a super, if you want to call them, gun nut, because he owned a gun store, this one police officer. So he was highly respected in his knowledge of weapons. And a half a dozen of them, including, I forget, high-ranking ones, referred to the rifle as a Mauser. And then all of a sudden it transformed. It morphed into this Mannlicher Arcano, which had a complete paper trail on it. That's the other thing that really stinks. At that point in Texas, you could go into any store in Texas and buy a rifle and not even have it registered. And yet Oswald buys one allegedly through this catalog system out of Chicago, where it leads a complete paper trail right to him.
That ranks up there as far as stupidity, with the belief that, just assume with the company line, Oswald shoots the president. What's he going to do next? I think I'll go watch a movie.
Well, first you got to have a Coke and a smile.
Absolutely. You know, that was the inspiration for the Mean Joan Reed commercial later on.
Exactly. Well, that's what he did. Because when Oswald was discovered in the lunchroom a mere minute, within minutes of the shooting, within 90 seconds of the shooting, he was in the lunchroom with a Coke in his hand, and he had been seen by other people working there, as well as Truly, the guy who ran the building, as well as the police officer that came in with him. And then those two later changed their testimony because they couldn't make the time element of Oswald getting from the fifth floor all the way down to the second floor lunchroom. They couldn't allow him to have bought the Coke because that would have taken too much time. So they then changed their testimony the fact and said that he didn't have a Coke, but we proved that that's untrue because one of the workers testified officially that she saw Oswald standing in the lunchroom prior to their arrival, and he had a bottle of Coca-Cola in his hand.
There's a great deal of time shifting and morphing, almost like the Warren Commission were Star Trek fans before there was a Star Trek, with the way that they play with the time warp continuum. Now, as far as the conspiracy, it seems like, even for the casual observer, if you were a witness who allowed your testimony to be changed, you had a greater life expectancy than a witness who was willing to testify.
Oh, yeah, and the ones that were willing to testify were never called. I remember personally doing my TV show, I met with Mr. Newman, and everybody's seen him on the Zapruder film because he and his wife and their two children are down on the ground, and he's covering them over as the shots, you know, protecting them. And I talked to Mr. Newman directly, and he was physically the closest human being to the fatal headshot. It was right in front of him. And yet the Warren Commission never even talked to him. He told me this. He was never called in. He was never even talked to. An eyewitness, the closest living human being to the fatal headshot, and the Warren Commission didn't even bother. They didn't even think he was worth speaking to.
Wrapping up our time with Governor Jesse Ventura, his book, They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK. Governor is at Bookends. It's coming Thursday, October 3rd, 7 p.m. That's at 211 East Ridgewood Avenue in Ridgewood, New Jersey. And on Facebook, facebook.com/ Official Jesse Ventura, and listening to Issues and Ideas. You sum up and you conclude your book with a look at the various likely candidates for triggering the assassination. They include the obvious, the mob, the CIA, one of the more intriguing until you read some of the evil associates he had was Lyndon Johnson. Do you think Kennedy knew how many enemies he had and he was making? And
I think he had an idea how many he had. He let it out at certain times that he wasn't afraid to die for the right reasons and this and that. But I think he did. I think Bobby knew also that the two of them were on an island in Washington in the end. That put it this way, by the time Jack Kennedy was murdered, he was better friends with Nikita Khrushchev than he was with people within our own government.
That's true. And when you read Governor Ventura's book, They Killed Our President, 63 Reasons to Believe There Was a Conspiracy to Assassinate JFK, you learn some of the folly that the official explanations, quote-unquote, provide. You get to the facts of first-person testimony, witnessing, and in some cases, witnessing that cost some people their lives from the known to the people that you really should know, because anyone who can speak the truth and can stand up, those are the people you want to associate with. Governor is going to be over at Bookends, 211 East Ridgewood Avenue, Ridgewood, New Jersey, coming up on Thursday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. Facebook.com/official Jesse Ventura. You'll find links to videos, also referenced throughout the Killed Our President as well. Further education, and use this as a foundation for issues of today as well, for demanding the truth and the facts from our government. And if the people in the government don't want to supply you with the facts, stop supplying them with the jobs that they have in elected office. Governor, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much, and it's nice to speak with someone in the media with an open mind that will look at actual facts instead of with an agenda to perpetrate the government's case on this particular issue.
And thank you for a job well done. Jesse Ventura on Issues and Ideas.